we're doing now is assuming, okay, basically Rava Paskins, I guess the simplest way to interpret Rava is that he's passing a grav in Shmuel that really made me know it's Lovato. Okay, that means it's never Lovato. So on Pesach he says, yeah, and if you mix together chametz mimino, it's aser. For mashu, and shalob mimino is also aser because it's gezeira atu mina. Okay, but after Pesach, he says it's bein mimino bein shalob mimino it's mother. Okay. So after Pesach, when you mix it, it's bata. Okay, whether it's mino or lob mimino. Right. And so the question is, why is the batel after Pesach? So it says, so he says, it must be that he doesn't hold by Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz is also deoraisa after Pesach. Okay, and then it's also deoraisa, so then if you mix it together, it shouldn't be batel. So it says, it must be he holds that chametz after Pesach is not aser. So the man says, yeah, but he holds it still kenas. The chum penalize somebody for chametz after Pesach. They keep the chametz over Pesach, the things becomes aser after Pesach. So why is the Gemara say, why is Rava saying that it's batel, that whether it's mino or lo mino, it's batel? Right, it should at least be, let's say, min b'mino, this should be aser, tell me it's aser, chametz over Pesach is aser, now we mix it min mino, so it should be min mino lo batel. Right? Just so be aser. So the Gemara answer is no. Because the whole thing is a kanas, is a fine, the penalty, and they only made the kanas on the bat, on the substance itself, not on the Torahs. Okay, so the Tanas of Chlamesh Rav Pesach was never applied by Torahs. It's only by the bat. Okay? And therefore, Chlamesh Rav Pesach, once you mix it in Torahs, it's Mutter. Okay? Once you mix it in Torahs, it's Mutter. And that's the way the Ram has. Okay, so once Chlamesh Rav Pesach, can Aleph Vav, he says, whether it's me, Aleph, after Aleph A, Shlo Kansu Asr, it says, Chomet Shesh Asr of Pesach, Af Pishu Asr Behaniya, and there's Arev, Bein Mino, Bein Shlo Mino, he says, Mutter Lochu Achar Pesach, Shlo Kansu Asr, Al Bechomet Atzma, Val Torobes Mutter Bechil Achar Pesach. So Torobes Chomet, there's no Isra, Chomet Shav Pesach, according to Bez Rambam, but based on this Gemara, because the Gemara is saying is that the Knas is only on the Behana, not on the Torobes. So the problem is, on the surface, is what do you mean? But if you tell me that it's Asr, so how could, so Chlamesh Rav Pesach is Asr, and I have a Terubes, so how can I be Asr? And Mino Lovato, it's not a Bato, so how, it sounds like magic. You know what I mean? There's no Knas, but the bottom line is, if it's Asr, then it should have to be Asr.
This is whether or not.
It's not clear whether it's like when you mix it. I mean, the Rashi says, V'afilu shehiya be'ene, even if you left it over Pesach as a be'en, v'over aleha, and then you're over with it, lo kanes l'mesa Terubes delay. So even if it was you're over and be'en, and then you mix it, the kana that Torah says an aser. Ramos cases where you're over with it as a Torah. Right. So it's not clear. Chomet Shoshav Pesach Af Pishos Manei and it's Arev. Sounds like after. Let's say it's mixed after. Okay. It could be also before, but let's say it's mixed after. So saying it's mixed after is Mutter. Mixed after. So you have Chomet Shoshav Pesach as Aseri. Now you mix it together, it should be Mino. Right? It should be Mino, the Wattel. Because, they only made the Knas on the Ben on those. But how do you do that? It's, right? That's one problem. Right? The other problem is so what would you say if I take this Chomesh of Pesach and I mix it with Eino Mino? Okay, I mix it into potatoes. You know? I mix it into some potatoes or some sort of recipe. Eino Mino. And it's a Nosin Tam. So what do you say?
It's good.
It's good, right? Based on this Gemara, it seems pretty clear, right? It's like, yes, they're only Kasser, you know? They only made the Kedisser on the Ben, not on the Torahs. But the problem is that the Torah Paskins, that if it's Eino Mino, then it's, he says always, it's also been us in town. Okay, so still like rest. Even though the Gemara says only Ben on the Torahs, but it's not going to be worse than other Yisurim, it's not in town. And he says, Mina also, because it's a Gzeira to Aina Mina, you know? So you always need Shishim. But the question is, but how does he explain that? The Gemara sounds like he's not saying that. The Gemara is saying is that, I mean, it's true the Gemara is talking about according to Mino's position. But the guy's a Mino Lovatal ever, so this is not, you know, it sounds like it's against the Gemara. That argument is saying, look, bottom line, if a thing is Asur, then it should have to be an Osin Tam, it should have to be Asur, if it's an Osin Tam. Yeah, but then isn't that the very question you ask in this Gemara? Bottom line, if the thing is Asur, then it should have to be Asur Min Mino. Right? Mino Lovatal? Well, am I somehow, no. So then why, you know, why is Animino any different? Because those are problems. But I think for starters, I think we should try to explain this. I mean, that's the harder problem, because it's like against the Gemara. And the Ram just sounds like saying the Gemara, that Torah is like seemingly against the Gemara. So let's forget about that problem. Let's just try to understand the Ram, who's just seemingly in line with the Gemara. And just the Svara is hard to understand. First step, I think he was saying, is good. The first step is correct. I think first step is it was what not to say, which I think he's saying, well, is that you have to say that the Chomesh of Pesach, the Knas, they did not define the Chafza as a Chafza Shal Eser. Okay? Because if they defined it as a Chafza Shal Eser, Knas renders this, Devar Asar, Chomesh, whatever. So then, it's not going to be Batal. I mean, what Batal? Right? You can't get out of that. I mean, if it's a Chafza Shal Eser, it's a Machalas of Suros, you mix together, then you can't be Batal. It doesn't lend itself to Batal. Right? That's what he told me. I mean, Lavado. So it must be, they didn't define it as a Davar Asar. Right? They didn't define it as a Davar Asar. And therefore, you don't have the issue of Mimino Lavado. But the question is, so what then did they do? I think that's the question. So what did they say? You know what I mean? If they didn't define it as a Davar Asar, so what did they say? And such that it will only be us or when it's a van, not when it's throw us. So I think I think you're just trying to say, I guess, that. See, you're right, the Isser is that you basically, Chomesh of Pesach, it's a Knas. The thing is that what's the Knas? The penalty for you keeping Chomesh over Pesach. Right? You can't keep Chomesh over Pesach. And if you do, we're basically preventing you from benefiting from that. So they're saying is, you can't do a maisa of benefiting from Chomesh Shalom Pesach. It's an Isser maisa. It's not that it's a Chafza Shal Eser, but it's like you can't do an action of whose character of which is benefiting from Chomesh Shalom Pesach. Like that can't be the definition of your action. An action of benefiting from your Isser, from your violation, from your Chomesh Shalom Pesach, that's the problem. Now the question is if I do this action, is that the definition of this action? So the answer is that it depends. You'll say, what am I eating? So if the majority of what I'm eating, if I'm eating a ban, so the action is an action of benefiting from leaving Chomesh over Pesach. But if the majority of the mixture here is really the heter, then the definition of the action is going to go by the majority. And therefore, it's not going to be it's not a violation. See, min min lo batal means if you're talking about defining the chafza, you can't negate the chafza. But in terms of like the definition, the characterization of the human activity, definitely you define an activity based on the majority, not based on a minority. So therefore, if you characterize the action is an action of benefit of eating other stuff, of eating stuff which is not over Pesach, defined by the majority. So once it's in a Taroves, you define it based upon the majority, and therefore it's not defined as an action of benefiting from Chomesh Shal Pesach, from being an from the Eser. You know, but if it's in Ben, then that's the definition of the action. But if you were to say that it's a Chafza Shal Eser, so then when you have a Taroves, the Chafza Shal Shem Eser is still there, and now I'm eating that which has a Shem Eser. It's not like the definition of the action. The point is the Chafza Shal Eser, I can't end up eating it. So the shemisser is going to inherit in the chafta, then I can't eat it. Right? The davar asar. But if you say it's not a davar asar, it's just the character of the action, so then you could say it will be you go by the majority. See, bittel is the identity of the chafta, and that's the min min labatel. But it doesn't mean that you don't characterize. Like, for instance, what we say is, like, in terms of bittel, you want to knock out a substance that goes by the underlying nature of the substance. So it doesn't go by the halachic kalashem. But it goes by the underlying substance. If you want to knock out a substance, you need a different substance. But in terms of the human definition of an activity, of course, there's this or there's out there, and the majority is out there, and then that's the definition of the human definition of an activity. So it doesn't really make sense in defining an activity, define things based on this is a an activity of benefiting from hatter stuff. Yeah. So this is the Rambam. We didn't say Rambam's name, but this is the Rambam. Because who cares? Who cares if it's Mimino or Mimishena Mino? Right? Maybe. Right? Would you care? I mean, that's what we have to do now. According to the, on the surface, yeah. Once it's the majority, so then define the action based on the majority. But the question is, but apparently the Torah holds no. That if it's a nosin tam, then you don't say this. If it's a nosin tam, then you don't say this. Why not? I mean, define the action based on the majority. There's a marashach. If you tell me that the shemes or the name of the stand, that you have to mivatel it, then we mean a little bottle, and then Mishena means a nosin tam. If you tell me there's no shemes, it's just the character of the action, I can't do an action whose definition is an action of benefiting from this, so then if you have a mixture, you define the action based on the majority. Right, so the question is, so what's the Torah star? Maybe it's like this. Simple. So Chaim and Yehuda both notice is that, yeah, wait, it's true that the action is not really an action, the action is defined by the roof. But bottom line is, if it's min v'shein omino, the tam is still there, and you are benefiting from the tam of the chametz, right? You're benefiting from the tam of the chametz. So, tam of the chametz shel pesach, right? So it's true. So it's okay. So it's wrong. So things like this. Maybe just the definition here. Is the iser to do a maisa of being nana, a maisa whose definition is Nenef Mechavash of Pesach? Or is it also for the Gavra to be a Nenef in the Chavash of Pesach? Okay? It's like, so it's being Isser with Maisa, or the Isser for the Gavra to be Nenef from? If there's a Maisa, so you say, well, what's the definition of the Maisa? Well, the Maisa has to have a definition. So define the Maisa by the Rov. But if it's also for the Gavra to be a Nenef from his Isser, the Gavra can be a Nenef from his leaving Chametz over Pesach, from his Avera, from his Vayera over Motzei. So if the thing is Mim Shein Amino, but it's no Saint Tom, so when he's doing this thing, he's benefiting from that thing, because now his food tastes better because of the Slomish of Pesach. So it's true, the definition of the action as a whole, you wouldn't say that's his prime definition, but he certainly would say the Gavra is being a Nana from the Chomash of Pesach. He'd say he's being a Nana, like you said, he's being a Nana from his properties. You know what I mean? And if it's Min B'Mino, and it's a majority is the other stuff, and now he just does an action of eating the thing, so you'll say the definition of the action is the Gavra's not being a Nana from this, he's being a Nana from the other thing, whatever, he's being a Nana from the whole thing, and the majority of it is it's defined by the majority. But when you have a Tarovas and an Enomino, so you're being Nana from both parts of it. Gavra's being Nana from both parts. If you want to define the quality of the action, so say you'll define the Maiso as being Nana from the, you know, from the majority. You know, from the, based on the majority. So you're not doing, it's not Maiso defined as the by the base on the Chametz. But the Gavra is certainly a Nana from the Chametz of Pesach. But Mimino, so you'll say I'm not tasting the thing. So how would I be nana from it? So if the majority of the thing is Esser, Chomesh or Pesach, you'll say I'm doing an action, so then to say I'm being nana from the Chomesh or Pesach, because I'm eating this thing, which is the majority of which is the Chomesh. So therefore that's something I'm doing, it's a Maisa Hanah, and the Maisa Hanah relates to the majority. Right? It's one uniform homogeneous substance, but it's the majority, so it defines it. So there's the Maisa Nana from Esser, from Heter, so you go by Rov. It defines it. But if there's Rov Heter, so then there's a Maisa Hanah from this homogeneous thing. The majority of this thing is Heter, so it's a Maisa, so they're saying that's what I'm being Nana from. So you say, what's he being Nana from? Is he being Nana from the Heter? You can't say the Gavra is being Nana from the Heter. Being Nana from the Rov. But if you think it's like a Kanas, I mean, even the slide who says it's the Gavra, it doesn't mean it's like the Gavra can't be defined as a Nana from the Heter. It's not like an Isser to create a type of a Gavra. I mean, it's a Knas, it's a Darabalan. They're saying, don't do X. Don't do X is don't do an action, which is an action of benefiting Chomesh of Pesach. Not that that's the conceptual definition of the Maisa, that's the other side. That's the Rama. But the Torah is saying is, no, you can't do an action which in which the Gavra is an Anim. Still an action, but it means it's an Isser in the Gavra, but it's to do an action where the Gavra is an Anim. The Gavra can't be an Anim from the Chamesh Avos Pesach, so you can't do it, but it has to reside in a Maisa. So if you eat the whole thing, the whole big thing, you know, sort of at the end of the day, you ate more quantity, you had more quantity because of the Isser. But there's no Maisa, which you could say, any Maisa, you'll say it's just about eating from the roof. Therefore, there's no Maisa of being in a Filhajra Pesach. That's my Minvamina. No Maisa, which involves the Gavra being an Anna Filhajra Pesach. But if it's Minvamina and has flavor, so then the action you're doing is an action other than the Gavra, even though the majority is the other way, but the Gavra is being an Anna Filhajra Pesach. Even if it's a Gavra, it still has to be an action, because like that's the nature of a Darabanan, is like the Darabanan are saying, don't do acts. So, but that's not like. It's not like you can't do an action whose conceptual identity is Maisa Shel Anas. That's like a different idea. That's like the conceptual identity of the Maisa. That he's not holding by. He's holding it's just an issue for you to be a nana. But there has to be an action. There's a Darabon, and the Darabon is saying don't do action acts. But don't do an action which involves Anas Chamesh Avos Pesach. So it's an action in which the Gavra is a nana. But it has to be at a moment in time, because the Rabbanim aren't saying don't render yourself a Gavra who's, you know, it's a moment, it's like a rule, don't do this action, don't do this thing. But it's not a conceptual identity of an action, it's this or the Gavra. Okay, so what next is, let me just give you a little facts, because I think I may be on the phone tomorrow. But I want to do the question. I mean, I'll tell you some of the facts outside now, but it's shy to look at inside. But the question is like Rava is saying, Hilchasa, right? Rava, Hilchasa, Chame, there's a problem here. Hilchasa is on Pesach itself, it's Mishena Mina Mimino, it's Sena Bata, right? But after Pesach's mother, right? But what do you mean? Why Mishena Mina Mimino Mishena Mino is in Abata? But we don't hold Min Mimino Lobata. Right? We don't hold that. We don't hold Mimino Lobato. I mean, most of us don't. Right? We hold Mimino is Bato. So why is he saying Hilchasa that it's Aser, it's never Bato, Mashu, right? Our Gersa says Bimashu. Why Bimashu? Why should it be also Bimashu? Rav and Shmuel held Bimashu. I understand Rav and Shmuel held that. Because Rav and Shmuel held all Isur Mimino Lobato. But for instance, Rav Yochanan holds that it's Nosim Dam. And that's what we hold. We don't hold Mimino Lobato. We hold Mimino Isbato. I think Rashi holds it's not. But simple, the Bostri Shalom say we don't hold that way. We hold Mimino Isbato. Okay, so why is Rava saying Mimashu? Now, a lot of Rishon didn't have the Gersa of Mashu. A lot of Rishon didn't have that Gersa. And let's take Rishon didn't have that Gersa. The question is, did he mean Mimashu or did he not mean Mimashu? Okay? So why, the question is, why would it be us or Mimashu if we don't hold Mimino Lobato? So basically, the reason they come up with, the main reason they come up with Rishon, since I'm talking Rishon, I mean the Ran, there's a lot more, there's a Ramban. Okay, but the reason they come up with is because of the Dovr Sheshel Matir. Dovr Sheshel Matir, and there's a principle, Dovr Sheshel Matir is not Bato. Okay? Which means that it's something which is going to be Mutter anyways tomorrow, don't use Bittel today. Like it's the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Machmi is that even though something intrinsically should be mutter, but if it will be mutter anyways tomorrow without Bittul, then you can't align Bittul now. Okay, that's the principle. Dovr Sheshel Matir doesn't bother. So Chametz will be also just wait till after Pesach. Right? Just wait till after Pesach, will be mutter. So since Chametz will be mutter after Pesach, so therefore you can't align Bittul today. Okay? You with me? So that's what they want to argue. That's what they want to argue. It's Dovr Sheshel Matir. And therefore, it's never both. Okay? There's a problem, though. Okay? Well, there's a problem. A few problems. And is your problem?
Dovr Sheshel Matir is not.
Dovr Sheshel Matir is not Batal. Dovr Sheshel Matir is something which will be mutter anyways after Pesach. Right? So there's mutter anyways after Pesach, so therefore it's not Batal now.
But that's a call, Dovr Sheshel Matir is not Batal?
Yes. Applies like by Muktzah. I mean, there's different applications. But something which will be mutter anyway is like tevel, I think. Tevel isn't batel because it will be mutter anyways. You'll be mutter it through taking off trim's maestro, so it's not batel. So something that Dovish is mutter is not batel.
Well, it's not a question that... Is it different? Is it different? Tanu says that it's mutter, it's usher after a kas, or is it the same?
No, that's the problem. So the problem is what do you mean? That's one problem. Is but it's true. The oraisa, it's Dovish Yesha Matirin, right? But because it's not usher after Pesach, but there's a kas. So chametz isn't Dovish Yesha Matirin, right? Bottom line is when the kamacham came along, they ushered it after Pesach. So now it's no longer Dovish Yesha Matirin.
The chutz is not usher.
So you could say, yeah, but intrinsically, it's Yeshua Matirin. Right? Intrinsically, it's Yeshua Matirin. So the Chachamim is the Ramban says. The Chachamim are coming along to be Machmir on you, to give you a Knas. They're not coming to be Makel on you to say that the thing is Batal. Right? Which is kind of, not exactly what you're saying, but it's in the same ballpark, is what you're saying. You're saying intrinsically, in the Deoraisa, really it is Batal. It is Yeshua Matirin. Now, the Chalmim is a separate thing, whatever, but intrinsically it is, right? But the Ran says, look, I don't care. There's a nice, he says a lot of Bali Svaro want to say things like that. But bottom line is, it's not Dovish Yeshua Matirin. Okay, the Chetzah, the Gavra, this, bottom line is, it's not Yeshua Matirin. So the whole idea is, Dovish Yeshua Matirin and Avatal is don't be Matir now. Don't be Matir now when you could use Matir tomorrow without Bittul. Don't use Bittul now when you could use it tomorrow without Bittul. Yeah, but it's, I can't use it tomorrow without Bittul. There's a Kanas. You can't buy, I don't care what, call it what you want, call it the Raisa, call it the Rabbanon, call it this, call it that, bottom line is, so, you know, that's the Ron's argument. The Ron basically doesn't buy the whole thing. Because he says, bottom line is, it's not Yeshua Matirin. It's not Yeshua Matirin, and therefore your Ron says, about the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So there's one argument to defend why it is Yeshua Matirin, is something like what Chaim's saying. It's like, because the Raisa, it really is Yeshua Matirin, and the Rabbanon, when they come along, they're not coming to be Mekel on you, they're coming to be Machmir. Right, and it would turn out that they'd end up being Mekel because there's going to be a Batal on Pesach. Another argument is, and this is another argument, there's another subtlety perhaps you noticed, is, well, another argument why it would be Dovash Yeshua Matirin. Dovash Yeshua Matirin.
Because the Tarugus after.
Exactly. Because they made a Knas, right? But you say that's not a Kasha. Because we're talking here about when you have a Tarugus, is it Batal, is it not Batal in a Tarugus? So you'll say, it's Yeshua Matirin, it's Chomesh over Pesach, Chomesh is Matir after Pesach. They say, yeah, but Chomesh over Pesach is Aser. Yeah, a Ben, but not a Taroves. The Taroves Chomets, there's no Halakazera, there's no Kanas of Rishon Matirin on the Taroves. Okay? So since on the Taroves is another Rishon Matirin, and that's what we're talking about, the whole case is a Batal, means it's Taroves. So it's going to be Matir after Pesach. So it is the Rishon Matirin. It is the Rishon Matirin. And therefore, it's never going to be a Batal. That's a good argument, right? Sounds like that's it, right? But there's two problems with that. First of all, the Ron doesn't buy it for some reason. It sounds like that's a knockout. But not only does the Ron not buy
it. What would be a knockout?
Oh, well, that would make it that it is Dovash Yeshua Matirin.
Right.
The Ron holds it's a Dovash Yeshua Matirin.
It's a problem they're showing him.
Problem they're showing him. Not a knockout. Problem they're showing him. Right, so in other words, that question seems to prove positive that it is Yeshua Matirin. And since it is Yeshua Matirin, it should prove the Ramban's point that it's never, but that it's not Batal. But the Ron says it is Batal. He says it's considered a Davar Yeshain L'Matirin. Right, it's Davar Yeshain L'Matirin. Because the Knas. Right, but the problem is, yeah, but we're talking about a Taroves. We're not talking about a Ban. The Knas is only on a Ban. Right, so it's like the Ron's missing the point. And not only that, the Ramban himself isn't satisfied with that one argument. He gives two arguments. He says, first of all, I don't know if first or second, you have to look. He says, first of all, one point is that it's a Taroves, it's going to be, it's a Dovash Yeshua Matirin, so that's going to be Matir anyways. And also, the Deoraisa, the thing is Yeshua Matirin. Right? And the Ramban are come to Mekel, so what does he need two arguments for? I mean, if that's just a solid, clear-cut argument, then you don't need two arguments, that's just a knockout. I mean, so apparently it's not so simple here. It's not so simple. So this is basically what I'm going to do. So again, the Ron is, I recommend looking at it inside, but the Ron is, in Zainam Abayz, Umedelo Yahev Rav Ashir Lamelsa. I mean, it's like two paragraphs. It's a little bit of reading. But you can look at the Ron, and it's two paragraphs, Umedelo and Vani, And then the Mechames, there's like a few lines which I think are the main point. The Mechames is a big Mechames. It's basically where he says, Od Ani Omer. Okay, so Od Ani Omer is 12. I think 12 lines up from the bottom on Zayin Amud Beis and Daf Aref, in the middle of the line, Od Ani Omer. And he goes, it's a few lines where he basically says this to this punchline. Od Ani Omer. And then it's not that long. Til Velekel Lememar, which is, three lines later or something. Beginning, three lines later. Velekel Lememar. So a few lines, two lines, two and a half lines in the Mechames. Okay? So I'd like to do those things. Hopefully tomorrow I'll do those. Oh, there's another problem. Another problem is, if you want to say the reason why it's not Batel is because the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is only, the Ron argues, says this, is the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is only by Min Mino. But by Min Mishaino Mino, even the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is Batel. Right, which is strange. Okay? But Min Mishaino Mino is Batel, which is Batel Benos and Dam. Right?
It is Batel?
It is. Only by Min Mino is the Chumra. I don't know if everyone holds this, but this is what the Ron's saying, and the Ramban seems to hold it also. Right, so it's only by Mina, the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, the Chumrah.
It still is Batel?
The Rosh Hashanah Matirin is... Yeah, it still is Batel by Eino Mina. The Rosh Hashanah Mina still is Batel.
There's no Tam.
If there's no Tam, right, it's Batel. So the Chumrah is only by Min Bimino, which would be Batel Barov or whatever. So the Chumrah is Min Mino is never Batel. It's the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. But if it's Mimish Eino Mina and the Tam is Batel, so then it's Batel. There's no Chumrah. So that explains why... If you want to say the Rosh Hashanah, that's why Rava is saying it's Asar, that's very good if it's Min Mino, but Rav Mishay No Mino. So he says, well, it's Gzera. Yeah, but the problem is the Ram doesn't like it because the Rav held it was an Isra Deo Raisa Min Bimino. So then you could say Gzera to Eino Mino. But this is an Isra Rabban of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, you can say it's like Gzera. But what more I'm interested in is what kind of idea is that? Why is the Rosh Hashanah Matirin only by Min Bimino, not my Mishan Amino. I mean, what's the whole sense to that? I mean, if you say it's the idea is, the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, so it's going to be Mutter anyways tomorrow, don't be my bottle today. Who really cares if it's Min Bimino and Mishan Amino? Anyways, there's something funny about that whole thing, anyways. The whole idea of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. It's hard to, but it's not exactly in that circuit, but we kind of are. Yeah.